There can be only one podcast, and may it be the Prince of the Universe. Hi, folks, I'm Matt. And with me is H.W. Hot Stuff. Oh, wait, I'm reading this wrong.
That's my wife's nickname, pen name for me.
Hey, welcome back.
H.W. Taylor.
H.W. Taylor.
Sci-fi Sorry. Writer extraordinaire.
Yes. Yes, you have some books up. I've read, the other one I haven't read.
Oh, you didn't read Rupture?
No, I just had Oddly Concerning.
Oh, I thought I sent you Rupture.
I don't think you did.
Okay.
Cool. I'll check again, but I didn't say it. But I read Oddly. We'll start off. Well, wait, hold on. I want to start off with something we were talking about beforehand.
Yes.
I told you I'd seen 8-Bit Christmas. We were kind of laughing at a few scenes, and you reminded me of something back in the Disney. Why don't you go ahead and start that off?
Yeah, I just remember. So I don't know how this worked out pre-internet, but. The
word or mouth.
Word had hit that a Nintendo was at the Walmart, and I believe we went
just to see it.
Yeah, we wanted to touch it.
Yeah,
breathe on it a little.
I thought we were going to give it an offering too, but I can't remember.
That's right. But I think we struck out on the first trip. Could not find it. The second time we found it, and that we were able to play it for the first time, get our thumbs all on those greasy finger pads.
Oh, man.
But the amazing thing was we peaceably lined up. There was, you know, a queue for four or five kids. And you would take your turn, you know, run Mario into a mushroom or two, slouch back to the end of the line and wait until you got to play again.
Yeah, because once a kid died, he'd pass the control to the kid behind him and then get back in line.
Which is amazing.
No one told us to do. By the way, there wasn't a Walmart associate there making us do this either.
Yeah.
But you're right. I totally forgot about that. It's something we just automatically did. Yeah, such fights, well-behaved kids.
Fights would break out these days, I feel like.
Oh, the one kid would hog it and not let it go until his mom made him. You know, and that's only after cussing out his mom. a bunch of savages were raging these days. But that's true. I do remember dying, it was just a thing you did, pass the control to the person behind you, and then go wait in line again. There's like six kids in line.
Always, perennially at Walmart.
It was the impromptu daycare center for moms to drop off their kid where the Nintendo was. Or, do you remember what else was there? That's also where they were put in a VHS of some movie, and it played all the time. It automatically rewind, or the associate would rewind it and then play it again. You remember the movie we saw probably more at Walmart than we saw at home?
Gremlins?
Oh, no, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
I must have seen that. I must have watched so much of that movie. Mom, if you can shop for exactly 1 hour and 26 minutes, that would make my day, you know. But we'd always catch in the middle of it, watch as much as we could. But I remember just watching there are other ones, too, that they would play. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, and then you'd even watch the credits too, because Turtle Power, Teenage Mutant, and you'd be like, yeah, this is a great song.
Yeah, and it was by the posters, so you could kind of fan through those, that display.
I remember
Superman, little sports guy, and then the bikini, where you're like, ah, bikini,
oh. And then when you thought no one was looking, bikini.
No, I think that was before those days.
Okay.
We didn't care about bikini.
Yeah, okay.
We're in it for Batman.
Oh, yeah. You say, oh, yeah, I want that one for my room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my room. Yeah. Do you remember, I said this earlier. We did the last week, Wes and I talked about the Sears wish list.
Mm.
And I told him we used to hold a draft. Do you remember this? A draft for toys. For my first pick. I pick Destro from G.I. Joe playset. Oh, Grandpa's going to get that.
Remember, we'd go through.
My number two pick. It was like the NFL draft. Yeah. I mean, we were serious about that. Okay, mark it. Okay, your pick. My pick for third toy.
And then you turn the page, and the next person got first pick. And if it was the girls' section, you're like, oh!
Yeah. Well, you bid on that one page, and you keep going to like, oh, please don't give me this guy. But I don't want Wonder Woman. Oh, I'll take Wonder Woman. Fine. Eighth pick, Wonder Woman. Hey, I'll trade you my first pick for the next round for your second and third. The baseball,
the league.
Yeah, the league. Yeah, fantasy baseball draft is big. You should have seen his drafting on the wish list.
We
only cared about toys and PJs.
Yeah, but I think we would make ourselves go through every page of that,
we had
that
to.
Book.
We
and
had
still
to.
Do it. We didn't care, but we were like, I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take this kitchen set. I'll take this toaster here, I guess.
We could have learned Russian, but no.
Yeah. Well, the bikes, we were cool. We got excited a little bit on the bikes, but I remember the PJs. It's like, I choose Batman with Velcro tray tape for my first pick. I will pick Transformers Glow in the Dark. Damn it, I was going to get that one next.
I still think about my Transformer Glow in the Dark.
Man, weren't you like so proud? Like, ready? And we'd all get in the closet and go, here we go. Our flights go, whee! Look, now they're all transformed or something. That's what it was. They were robots.
I thought it was.
And then when you turned the lights, it was the outline of the cars and trucks.
Oh, no.
Or was it the opposite?
I thought it was just a picture of the robot. But when you turned off the lights, the
car would glow.
Opticon. What's the symbol? Decepticon.
Oh, Decepticon. Maybe so.
Is it Opticon?
Yeah, the Decepticon symbol. Autobot.
Autobot symbol. Opticon, what is that?
I don't know.
Decepticon. I think there was just that emblem that would glow.
Oh, okay.
But I remember
still,
we would stand up and kind of press our breasts to the the lamps.
Like
as close as we could get to
my
the
teat
lamp.
Is warm.
Right. Only one teat is warm, though. And then we'd run back into the dark.
Do you remember doing that? The closer you get your glow worm to the light, the bigger it would glow. And I remember I just hooked, I tied mine directly to the lamp and it burned. And Dad's like, what does that smell? Good. It's like a half melted glow worm. It's like, oh, dang it, I forgot to put it there. But it should have glowed like no other.
What is with the 80s and the glowing stuff?
Well, we like the glowing stuff.
Yeah, glow worms were dumb. They didn't do anything.
No, they sucked. But when the lights turn off, you're like, these are great. And they fit on your finger.
They had that moony look on there, like they were going to sleep.
Smoking the doobies.
That's right. They were glow-in-the-dark doobies, I think. What the world is going on with the
80s? You had glow-in-the-dark shoes. The straps and stuff would be glow-in-the-dark. Awesome. I forgot about that.
When you have to put your shoes on in the dark.
But you know, you have to do. Oh, man. Yeah. I remember those days. Do you remember, and we talked to Mom and Dad about this, but you remember 8:30 was bedtime, or 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't matter. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock was bad. It didn't matter if it was in the dead of summer, where, you know, it's still bright outside. You came inside, you put your PJs on, you had to go to bed. Even if the sun was in your eyes, you had to go to bed. All the other kids would be out there playing.
But here's the thing, and you're quite not quite at this place, but you get tired when you get old, and you want to be done with the day.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, I still get my kids in bed at 8.
Oh, in the summer?
Well, no, not always in the summer.
Okay, so you don't have a heart of stone like Dad did back in the day. Okay.
Not quite.
No, I understand the reasoning behind it. Heck, yeah. It's like, excuse me, Daddy needs some time alone. Please leave. Please leave. I didn't care what you do. Just shut the door. Don't get out. Just stay quiet. I got to do something else.
Well, do you have the audience when you go to the bathroom now?
Yeah.
That never happened to me, and I don't know why, but I remember one time Bethany was out, and I was in charge, I guess, in an unusual time of the day. So I was going to do my business, and he just kept coming in and squealing, so I just let him come in, and he sat there, and we chatted. It was pretty chill.
Can't wait for you to tell him that when you're older.
We used to chat.
Come on, son. Have a seat. The bathtub rims just sit right there. Talk to your old man. Pull up a finger. Well, see, I got girls. So what we were doing is I was sitting down and showing them girls sit down. Well, then I was like, F this. I'm too tired to sit. Stand. Well, then they come around. They look. Dad, that's your bunnies? Yep, that's Daddy's bunnies. And now I'm like, we try to leave the door because I go TT, so I go TT now. And, you know, but then they always got to turn and look. I'm like, okay, now I'm getting kind of self-conscious. You may remember this one day and you will not be happy. But then they're like, Piper's the funniest one because after I'm done, she went, Yay, Daddy, you diddy. Like, you know, hey, this is a good thing. Did you know you could do it too? So that's where we're at right now, where I beg them. We brag that lollipops are the big thing, and they get a lollipop if they poop. And I keep asking, we had 4 poops today in the diaper, not in the pot. Even though I kept saying, please tell me when you got poo-poo, okay? You want a lollipop? Mm-hmm. Who gets a lollipop? Poo-poo girls. I said, poo-poo girls. Poo-poo girls who poo-poo in the potty.
Poo-poo girls?
Yeah.
You got a brand.
Oh, wow,
better than that. That's
well, the back, the what was it? The daycare put them in big girl panties. And they were so proud, they just flashed the whole daycare. Meridian just ran off without her pants. They're like, come here. And she ran around the whole daycare, supposedly, showing off her panties. And they finally forced her to put them on, but she would take them off in the middle of the playground and run around because she was so proud. She was wearing, you know, Mickey Mouse panties.
There you go.
Which, you know, I guess you got to brag.
Mickey Mouse?
Minnie Mouse. Good. Excuse me, Minnie.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right to put Mickey on those.
Mickey don't belong in them drawers. Perverted little mouse. No, it's Minnie's. It's Minnie. Good. So
okay.
She was very proud of her Minnie. Minnie. But anyway, okay, so going through.
Well, I got to tell you,
go ahead.
What was going on is for the month of October.
Okay, October.
Which
one are we talking about? Just in general?
This is oddly concerning.
Okay, oddly concerning. Let me just say it. It's a collection of really short stories.
Micro tales.
Microfiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I decided to write one microfiction, micro tale. Flash fiction, what have you, one a day for October. So artists have Inktober, where they draw their one little picture a day.
Mm-hmm.
I did Oddtober. So just weird story. I did one every day, although sometimes I just came up with a title. I didn't finish it.
Right.
But it was mostly, mostly one a day. I did go back and at the end rewrite and kind of polish, but I was able to do one every single day, at least some part of it. So that was the origin. And then I had a few, 9 other, I called those postcard stories that I sent out over my newsletter just through the year. So 9 short. So it's 40 short tales, weird, wild.
What's the newsletter called?
The Enormous Room. Or excuse me, The Enormous Window. After a window
in the
house in Mississippi. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I could sit in there and read. Yeah.
So I know it's not as big as it is in my memory. But
no,
it was big back then. The Enormous
Window,
where we would look out.
In the broad daylight in our PJs, everyone else playing.
That's right.
Yeah. You could sit on that ledge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember I'd sit in there. That's where I'd read. Sit on the ledge and read. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so I had those 9 stories, and I just added them with the 31 Oddtober stories. So that's a short little fiction book, and it's a giveaway. So it's on Smashwords.
Smashwords, okay.
And it's actually Google is telling me they're not sure that I wrote it. So I have to provide evidence that I am. Yeah. I'm like, who's going to steal 40 short
micro tales? Yeah. That's weird.
But they're like, we need evidence that you own this. So I'm.
He backs him the middle finger.
I don't. I'm tweeting about Google not believing that I wrote it. So
hopefully
they'll fix that.
So oddly concerning reminds me, there's a book you had me read. Oddly enough, it's the only Stephen King novel I've ever read. Oddly enough. Ennui. Right? Is that it? No, On Writing. On Writing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. On Writing.
Yeah. That's my favorite of his.
Yeah. Well, you got me to read it, so I read it. And one of the things that he says in there is write. Don't write for pages. Don't write for words. Write. If a story is 2 pages, end it. If that's all you have. And I thought, that's kind of cool. I haven't heard that before. And so I remember I wrote a little 2-page short story. It just kind of motivated me. I was like, all right, let's do it. So a micro tale. And I never, you know, like that was one of the big things that stuck. There was a lot of good points in that book. So On Writing is a good Stephen King book. But the way that he said it like that, I was like, yeah, Why do you have to hit a limit? Why do you have to, if it just goes 17 pages, it goes 17. If it goes 2 pages, I remember him saying, that's it. Well, if you're done, end it.
You've heard the greatest six-word story ever told, right? I think this is Hemingway.
Okay.
This is a six-word story. For sale, baby shoes, never worn. That's a six-word story.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's another one. This is it's a sci-fi six-word story. It works better if you see it. But machine, period. I've invented a time. Machine, I've invented a time. That's a six-word story. So I love those little short.
I think the shortest you got was one paragraph, right? Or one sentence?
I got a few that are one sentence.
I know there's a few in there that were one sentence. They weren't six words, though, were they?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I've written six-word stories. But
okay.
I did not. Maybe I should have thrown those in here. Why not? This will be my junk.
Wow, cheated us out of some six-word stories.
I've got 3 6-word stories, I believe.
Oh.
I had to find those.
Okay. Yeah, no, but that's what it made me think of. Well, if you would have said four shell baby shoes never worn, then Google would have had your ass.
Yeah, no, that
6 words, they would have caught you.
Yeah.
Busted. Yeah, Hemingway, you are not. Yeah. What's this 17-word crap?
Yeah, so the first one, the first day, I read an article. It's on Stars Are Disappearing. It was in a science magazine. So that inspired the first one. But the second story about the giant head. Do you remember the one about the giant head and the two girl luchadores?
Yes. Yes. With the, how much?
With the six mouths,
yes,
and the teeth comprised of wrestlers. That was a very vivid dream I had October 1st. And that one was actually in my head.
That was like the second one or third
one?
That was one of the, yeah.
Yeah, so
that was one of the early ones. I remember that one.
Yeah, that's the thing. The order they appear in the book is the order I wrote them in.
Ah, okay, for that day.
So October 1st is Stars Disappearing. And that night I had the dream about the freaky giant head. So I just went with that. Sometimes it was a weird title. Like I wrote one, Disposable Fingers. And that's another one of the short ones.
Yes, I remember that one too. That was kind of earlier on.
I'll read Disposable
Fingers. Go. Oh, freebie.
Free.
Go.
Jack unscrewed his middle finger. If I had any sense of decency, he said to himself, I'd keep my fingers out of Trash Compactia's mouth and love it for who it is. That's it.
D. And
yes, in giant letters. But yes, yeah, so
I was disappointed that you didn't say all work and no play makes H.W. Taylor a dull boy.
Oh yes,
that may have been plagiarism a little bit, but
Google would definitely not believe I own this. Yeah, so I sometimes just started with disposable fingers and asked myself, well, what is a story about disposable fingers? And you know, whatever, sometimes...
Because that's what everyone wants to hear about.
Well, then I would just decide, sit down at some point during the day and just whatever I set out on, that's what I ended up writing about. Some dude that had a weird relationship with a, I guess, semi-sentient trash compactor, and he kept feeding his fingers to it. That's what I came up with. So they're all, like, weird...
So oddly concerning, you can get this where again?
It's on Amazon. You have to throw a dollar at me if you go there.
Make it dance.
throw two and I dance too. But it's on Smashwords and I think it's going to get expanded to everywhere, and then I will get Amazon to price match. Free, so it shall. At some point, it should be a permanently free book.
All right, there you go. But if you want to throw a dollar,
throw a dollar at me. Good gracious,
throw a dollar. Doesn't hurt.
Actually, I only get 33 cents of that.
Yeah. Anyway. Toothless hooker isn't worth it. All right. So anyway, Rupture is the next one.
Yes, Rupture. That's my second book of short stories. So my first book, Progeny.
Are they micro stories too?
No, these are full stories. Only one of them is written in the first person. So you'll read all of them. Were you able to read the first person ones in the Oddly Concerning? There's a few.
I saw that. I did, because it was only a page or something.
Yeah, it's only... I know you have...
One of the early... Objection. You did that really early. I can't remember which one it was, but...
Yeah, I don't have it up anymore.
Well, I don't remember, yeah. But go ahead.
Rupture only has one first person.
Okay.
I have to read the opening line of this one. This is, again, one of the those lines that just comes out and I ended up having to write the story. So this is the first, this is actually the idea. This is all I had, is I wrote, above me, hovering over a vastness of sand, was a giant nose. And I thought, I've got to write that story. So you know C.S. Lewis, you're stunned. You know C.S. Lewis had this vision of a faun with an umbrella.
Yeah.
And a lamppost.
Yeah.
Or lamppost in the woods, and he created Narnia out of that, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
So not that this is my Narnia or anything, but I had this vision of a man standing in rolling desert sand hit dunes, and above him a giant nose. That's all I had. But that's the only one. Maybe I'll get you.
But
to
you
read
didn't
it.
Build Narnia.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a short story.
Okay. But, pardon me.
Maybe I can get you to read it, even though it's first person.
You've actually got me wanting to read Chronicles of Narnia again. Is what you got?
That's a good one.
I'm thinking about a fawn. Notice they always make their dinners sound so delicious.
Really?
You some jam, some toast, some tea, some little fruit trays, some little whatever he had. That was really nice.
That's true.
And then the beavers, they had some nice food too.
Well, it's true that Turkish Delight was way overplayed in my head. Have you ever had it?
Yes, I have. It's not what I expected at all.
And it's not that great.
Do you know what I thought it was? Well, Turkish. I thought it was turkey. I thought it was like little seasoned, juicy meatballs. I did when I was a kid. I was like, Turkish Delight. Turkey. It starts with turkey. And I thought, okay, so it's like a little chopped mince. You know, juicy meatball something.
What I had in my head, I thought. You know that sugary, what, Frangelica? What is that? What it's called? Those sugary puff cookies.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of had that sort of thing in my head. Better.
Yeah, but what it turned out to be later on when I saw, I was like, that's it. Well, yeah. I'd go crazy over that.
Yeah, it's not anything special.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Feels like a box of Russell Stover's chocolates. Maybe. There's some good picks in there. Anyway, go ahead. Rupture.
Yes, so Rupture is my, it's a...
How did the Rupture come?
I don't know. I like the idea of naming books of short stories with a single, somewhat thematically charged word.
Do you feel that you're wasting a title there? Because that could be a title of a book.
Rupture is the book.
I mean, no, of another book.
Oh. No, right.
Like a man whose rectum is destroyed.
I don't want that.
Okay. You want disposable fingers.
No.
You're thinking about it now.
I do actually have someone in this book. There's a guy that goes to Pluto, and he gets his testicles crushed. If we're talking about gruesome rupturings. There is a bit of that in my book, I guess.
I got a six word for it.
You got a six word story, all right.
Dump in a toilet. Never again.
That's more than six.
Not six. I just counted them out. Dump in a toilet. Never again.
Oh, okay.
Or how about never more?
Ooh, no. I don't like it.
Broken bowl. That's what I ended it with. Those are the last two words. There you go. All right, go for it.
Bowl.
Rupture. That's going to be in the next series of Rupture. All right, go for it.
Yeah, then I've got a story, actually, I sold to a magazine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Reader's Digest.
I was paid more for this one story than...
Really?
Yeah.
What magazine?
Than anything else. Vast.
Boy's Life. Oh.
It immediately, after publishing mine, published one other story and
that's
then
nice.
never updated again.
Oh.
So, but I got paid. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah, that was cool. That one is Discount Baby.
Your agent needs to get you some more gigs.
Yeah, I don't have an agent.
But. Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah.
What about publishers? Do they help out with that stuff? They put in good words at magazines and stuff?
No, I'm the publisher for this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Self-published.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rupture.
Oh, my goodness. But you haven't read any of these.
No, I didn't. Comments? I didn't know about these. Oh, let me check and make sure. I don't. I think you just sent me Oddly Concerning.
That's fine. Anyway, 10 stories.
That's nice. Are they micro tales or are they just short?
Full, that's a
those
full.
Are short. Okay, okay.
It's not as long as Progeny was.
Okay.
But
I read that one. Let me check and make sure. I don't think I got it.
And you didn't read, since we're talking about the other ones.
I didn't read Rupture. I read the other one.
You did, but you haven't read my military sci-fi.
Yes, I did. You gave me that one. Yeah, that's it. That's the only one I got from it. Okay. It was Oddly Concerning.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's okay.
I'll send you a free one since we're doing such a crappy podcast.
Too late now. No, this is... Right, this is good. All right, so Rupture, you can get it on $2.99 at Amazon. Oh, was that a pun? I just kind of got that. Crappy job. Because of my toilet story?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. What
the heck is that? Okay, so you can get that off Amazon, $2.99. $1.99 now. It's dropping. So throw $2 at him. Okay. And what else? What's coming out for H.W. Taylor?
I'm actually repackaging the unique Miranda trilogy.
Now, you can get this in print now. I don't think we said this last time. You can get these in print as a 3-box set, right?
No, it's a large paperback.
Omnibus? Copy?
Omnibus copy.
Oh, I like omnibus copies.
But I am going to reissue or put each one individually out in hardback.
Okay.
Which I think will be...
Oh, that'd be nice. Cool.
The paperback is a little unwieldy.
Ask this question. New covers for the hardback?
I'll have to do print covers. But I am doing new covers for the e-books.
Okay.
I like my covers, but they're different than what is standard, but people like the standard sci-fi covers, so it's a planet, a ship, and a face. That's what most covers are for sci-fi, and so that's what I'm doing. People like it, though.
Yeah. So, just for anyone who maybe didn't hear any previous podcasts with you on it, can you summarize what Unique Miranda Trilogy is about?
Yeah, Unique Miranda's the idea is there's this disease that breaks out because they were given a gene to that would let them live forever. Obviously, it didn't work out, so people were dying, and there was no cure for it. So they started freezing people so that at some point in the future, when they could heal them, they can live.
Right.
Which is a common trope in sci-fi, but I always wondered what happens to those people, right? You know, 1,000 years in the future, who cares about these, you know, primitives who have no idea about the real world? So I realized what would happen is a huge corporation would buy them and use them as, you know, slave labor, cheap labor. And so Unique Miranda is one of these. She's thrown into this future. When she is rejuvenated, she's put on a a moon where she's tasked with mining for the company that paid for her rejuvenation. And so she's, of course, lonely and in this dome where she essentially just shops. The more she buys, though, the more luxury items she buys, the longer her period of enslavement lasts. So it's about how she gets out of that world.
And that's just book one. And then she goes on, she meets other friends, they come in, the friends of the end come in the beginning, there's a lot of interesting characters. There is a short story.
Yeah, there's a novella.
Will that be included in one of the hardbacks? Is it included in the paperback omnibus?
It is not, actually. I couldn't.
No.
The paperback is too unwieldy. So
oh, okay. Well, will it be included?
I don't know.
Oh, and will the hardback get some short fiction exclusives?
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
That would mean I'd have to write more.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the whole purpose. But anyway, sorry about that. No, that was pretty good. There's a lot of laugh out loud moments in that, and that's actually a pretty good one to check out. Unique Miranda. Yeah. You can get the Unworldly hardback. Is it what dictionary size? What
yeah, like? It's a. I mean, it's not.
People like bad. 3-in-1s though. That's a good deal.
Oh yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah,
it's a nice chunky book.
We should mention these are in ebook form too. That's how they originally came out. But you can also get them in a paperback. I like, physical book better. But the hardback will be interesting. Hardbacks are even better.
Yeah, Amazon just rolled this out, and I'm a little behind.
They print hardback now?
Yeah. Yeah. So
holy crow! I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. It's those wraparound covers. It's not
I don't care.
Dust jacket or anything.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I love hardback better than paperback.
Yeah.
I always worry about. I still pinch the spine as I read a paperback because I don't want to ruin the spine of the paperback.
Right. Right. Well, these aren't great hardbacks by any stretch, but.
Well, no, but they're hardback. They last a little bit longer, hopefully.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, that's cool. When's that coming out? Hardbacks.
I'm just getting the ebook covers still, so hopefully that'll be finished for January, and then it's just a matter of me formatting and getting the covers for the hardback.
But
I'll issue those, and I think I want to put together Progeny. Rupture and Oddly Concerning in a collected works of H.W. Taylor.
Hmm.
And I could put that out in kind of a ebook set and then hardback as well.
There's no audiobook for this, is there?
No.
You want to do one?
Yeah, I just need to sit down and read these stories.
Okay.
Yeah. I just haven't gotten around to doing it yet.
Okay. All right. I just ask because some people like audiobooks too.
Yeah, it's a big market. I just, am bad at making money. I prefer just to do all the lonely, sad stuff in a room by myself. I sound a lot dirtier than I intended. What I mean by that is I was writing, and it's lonely and sad to sit in a room by yourself and write instead of packaging it in mediums that people want to give you money for.
But, all right. All right, then. Well, check him out. H.W. Taylor, Amazon, Smash Mouth, Smash Words.
Oh, you could go to Facebook page, and yes. I link these things. It's facebook.com/Mithrilite. It's my...
Thanks.
It's MYTHRILITE.
Okay. We can pause and rewind that because we're going to have to. Thanks for making it easy to remember. Okay.
Just Google me. I'm out there.
All right, folks. That's it for now. We'll see you next time on Princes of the Universe.